Getting a handle on your medical costs is a tough thing to do these days. However, there may be some things you can do regarding prescription drugs that can help you get your costs under control. In that vein, I've invited Dr. Lynn Nowak. She is the medical director for Express Scripts Lab to join me today to help us get our arms around the issue. Welcome, Dr. Nowak.
Thank you.
There was a recent survey that was done that found that half of consumers don't know how to predict current or future out-of-pocket healthcare costs, and even more say that managing these costs is the most stressful and challenging aspect of managing their healthcare. What's operating here?
Well, I would say the first thing that can really help a patient know how to really take charge of their own healthcare costs, especially as it relates to pharmacy and their prescription costs, is to really have a good understanding of your pharmacy plan. And those can be very different from patient to patient. So really getting to know your plan and knowing what the different aspects and maybe the different rules within your plan might be is just really a part of keeping yourself informed to make those better choices.
Specifically speaking, when you say know your plan, what are some of the aspects of those plans we should know?
Sure. And admittedly, these plans can be very complex. So a few things that it's really important for a consumer to take a look at. Number one would be your pharmacy network. Different plans may have a preferred pharmacy that you can get lower copays and really direct the care to those pharmacies to save money that way. Another thing to check would be to see if your plan offers a home delivery option. So, for example, the Express Scripts plans offer a mail order option where patients can save money on that medication. Possibly there's a lower copay at home delivery. And it also then has that added benefit of usually getting a 90-day supply rather than maybe the typical 30-day. So there's a convenience factor there. And then the home delivery option also allows just that convenience of getting it delivered to your home, which a lot of people appreciate. But again, usually the home delivery option will save the patient's money.
Is that something that the insurance companies like to use? Is the home delivery option, is that less expensive for them and for the patient?
Usually it is, and it's largely because it is safer and more effective and more cost efficient for the patient. So it really saves the plan money, but it also saves the patient's money. So many of our plan sponsors really like to have that home delivery option in the plan.
Well, does it take out the pharmacy? You know, if let's say it's a Walgreens or a CVS, are they out of the picture or in terms of a cost basis when the medications are being sent directly to you?
Not necessarily. So many of the Express Scripts plans actually offer retail options as well. So it really allows that convenience for whichever the patient prefers and still continues to let the patients have that choice. So there may be options to get your medication at retail, maybe get the 30 days, but oftentimes you can still get the 90-day supply at retail as well.
Right. So most consumers, based on this survey, say that they fear future medical expenses, but only a quarter of us save beyond the current year for these future medical expenses. We say that we want more control of our healthcare expenses, but 40% of us have actually never visited their health account portal online or called a toll-free number or done anything like that. I mean, actually, the title of the survey was something about a state of denial. Are we in denial about all of this?
Well, I don't know that we're in denial, but I think it's really about, again, being informed. And you mentioned a great asset that not enough people take advantage of, which is the mobile apps or the websites that a lot of plans offer. I know Express Scripts, for many of our clients, we have their patients enrolled in our website and our mobile app. And it's not so much denial, it's just I think the lack of information that patients have not taken advantage of. And for example, on most websites and mobile apps, you can check to see how much a medication is going to cost before you get it filled. You can look for alternative medication options. And one thing to that point, I would say don't be afraid to consider using a generic medication because, you know, check with your doctor if that's appropriate for you. Those drugs are safe. They're FDA approved. And in nearly all cases, those generic medications are going to be cheaper. So that's a really great way to save some money on the meds. And then also, you know, our mobile app will also help guide our patients on which pharmacy. I mentioned earlier about the pharmacy networks. If your plan has a different network preference that can allow you to have a lower copay, the mobile app will often show you the different costs at the different pharmacies, and you can use that to guide your choices and hopefully save some money as well.
You know, I've noticed that there is an app by the name of GoodRx. Are you familiar with that?
I am.
And I've gone on that app numerous times to try to compare prices around town for certain medications I've been getting. And I find that the prices are pretty much the same. They're really within a few bucks of each other or not enough to make a big difference. Is there some certain kind of monopoly type pricing in the prescription drug area?
Well, I wouldn't call it monopoly pricing. I think the reason the Good app is maybe an okay guide to kind of give you a general idea, but keep in mind the Good app is not going to give the specifics to that individual patient. So your plan may have preferred pricing based on the way your employer or your pharmacy benefit manager, like Express Scripts, has negotiated those prices on your behalf. So the Good app doesn't reflect that. That's really more of just a general retail price if someone would go in and pay cash. So it's really more about how well does your plan get those prices negotiated down, and that may be different pharmacy to pharmacy.
My guest is Dr. Lynn Nowak, Medical Director for Express Scripts Lab, and we're talking about pharmacy prices, and she's helping us get an understanding about how we can more control our medical care buying and how the system really works. And to find out more about Dr. Nowak, to hear this interview again, don't forget to join the conversation at stevepomerantz.com. So I would think that if you have this app handy and you're in the doctor's office, that would be a very good time to put the name of the prescription in the app and to write then and there, see if there's any other alternatives available. How would that work?
You're absolutely right. And that's really where the value of that app comes in, because when you plug that in, at least in the Express Scripts app, it will show you exactly how much that medication is going to cost for you within your plan. And then you can have that conversation with your physician if you can afford that medicine. Mm-hmm. And if not, it will help show those alternative medications that you can have a conversation with your doctor to see if one of those more affordable medications might be a good option for you.
Right. You know, there have been some notable cases of prescription companies raising prices dramatically on existing medications or also coming out with new medications at very high prices. Is this something we're seeing a lot in the prescription world, or are these one-offs that get the media's attention?
I would say, fortunately, we're not seeing it a lot, but we're seeing it enough that it clearly is a problem. And it definitely is getting not only the media's attention, but certainly politicians and certainly the attention of my company who really works to keep those prices down. So I would say it's not widespread, but it is definitely happening enough in significant enough amounts that Express Scripts is very focused on these situations and really pressing back on those manufacturers who do that.
You know, it's an interesting problem as far as I can see. You have some companies coming out that are actually curing diseases that heretofore have been incurable and have been chronic and will lead in the future, if remaining uncured, to much higher expenses. And these companies today are curing these diseases and they're charging very high prices at the moment. I don't know how a company like Express Scripts can decide, hey, you know, our costs would have been X, but now they're Y and they're expensive today, but it'll be cheaper in the future. Can you give me a little insight into that?
Sure. Well, we have an extensive research department that really follows these kinds of trends to, as best we can, predict where prices are going and really then, again, put measures in place to help keep those prices down, using the different tools that we have as a pharmacy benefit manager to work with the different manufacturers to really use competition as a very strong lever to keep the innovation going, but also use that competition to keep those prices down when we're negotiating with the manufacturers on pricing.
Mm-hmm. I guess a final piece of advice that you may give is to keep prescription costs down. Don't wait until you're too sick to go see the doctor.
Absolutely. As an internal medicine physician, I can tell you time and time again, I saw patients in my office who would just wait too long to go to the doctor or hadn't been to a doctor in far too long. So really seeking out that preventative care, getting in front of problems before they happen, and really making sure you're managing your care on a regular basis is the best way to either stay off of medications or make sure you're really managing those diseases as effectively and as cost efficiently as you can with prevention as well.
To get more information, to hear this conversation again, don't forget to go to stevepomerantz.com and consult your pharmacy plan, like Dr. Nowak says. Dr. Nowak, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.